541 Roofing and Heat Coil, this is Jada.
Hi, Jada. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, good. How are you?
I'm good. We got an email from someone. I don't know if it was from you or someone else at the company, but saying that you wanted to get another profile for the Redmond address.
Yes, that was me.
Oh, it was you. Okay. Yeah, I know you and I went over pricing before, but I didn't know if the person if it was a new person, needed to go over it. Yeah, so we can set up that new location and use the same website if you like, and then optimize it to show on the maps of Google. And anytime you add on a second location, it's a $50 decrease for the second. So it would be $174 monthly for that one.
Well, that's cool. Oh, wait, so each is, so I'm paying, so it's the same website. So basically,
You pay $224 for the first one. So if you add the second one on, you'll be paying total $398 monthly, but you'd have two locations. And you could promote both locations on the same website, or we could create a new website for
no,
the Redmond.
No, I want it all on the same. Yeah.
That's what I thought
Redmond
you and I discussed
and Bend,
initially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
they're
that
close
was,
by,
we
right?
Were, we have a, yeah. They're like 10 miles apart. And so we definitely just want the same one.
Okay. Redmond and Bend, 10 miles apart. Okay. Want to showcase both locations on the same website. Okay, so what the $174 monthly will include for you is obviously we'll create new listings for the Redmond location on Google and Bing, all of the popular directories. We'll mobily optimize that listing to come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And then also you'll have a detailed tracking system, so you'll be able to see, I'm sure you're familiar with the client dashboard, but you'll be able to track the actual results that you're getting from that location as well. And
okay.
Is it something
so
you want to set
same,
up right now?
That's the services that you're already doing for the original one, correct?
Exactly. Same thing, but it would be a new listing for the other one, but all the same service.
No, let's just get it going. We need to do it. We're growing. We have that location, so.
Oh, I'm excited for you. That's really good news.
Thank
I'm so
you.
Happy for you. Yeah, no problem.
Thanks.
So are we going to do the payment on the same credit card that we have on file, which is the Visa ending in 3901?
Yep.
Okay, so. Let me just see here. I'm setting up the invoice to process today, which is May 24th. Your other one is going to be due in 3 days, on the 27th. But once that one goes through, we'll start in June on the 27th of each month, putting them both together. So rather than you having a $174 payment on the 24th and a $224, we'll just do $398 monthly, but we'll run it all on the 27th starting in June, okay?
Perfect.
That way it's a little bit easier for, like, your accounting purposes. So let me just go ahead. And I'll process the payment for this. But before I do that, I want to set up the second location. And then I'm going to create a new client interview just to make sure that they go over, you know, the keywords and whatnot. It's going to probably be duplicate of everything we're doing for the first one, right?
Yeah.
Okay. This account, I've only dealt with you, but it's under Eric Levins. Is he still with the company?
Yeah, we're both the owners. We live together,
okay.
Work together. We're just not married, so I do all the admin stuff.
Okay.
And
no, I'm just making sure because it'll be like an old name under there that, you know, they signed up with us and they use their company credit card, so it's under their name, but they're no longer there. But that's fine. As long as he's still there, I'll just keep it at this. So I'm just going to double check real quick and see They are adding a new location, same industry and keywords, and using the same. I'm just going to see if they need a if a client interview is needed, if a new client interview. Okay, so I sent that and I'll wait for his response. And then did you already create a Google listing for the other location at all?
I believe so. I mean, we're okay on Google Guaranteed and everything. Is that what you mean?
Oh, well, I mean the Google, the local Google business profile that shows on the maps, and that's the one where you would receive a 5-digit PIN code at the Redmond location. Do you remember if you did that yet? At the 511 Canal Boulevard?
No, we have not. No, that's what I'm...
Okay. No problem. That's what I'm asking, because if you already created one, they would just go in and they would have you, you know, add us as a manager. But if it's not created yet, then that's even easier, because then we'll just create a new one and all you have to do is keep an eye out for the new PIN code. So is it still 541 Roofing and Heat Coil for the new location?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then what's the phone number associated with that one?
It's the same.
Okay.
It's 541-385-7785.
I don't think it's going to let me create a new account under the same phone number. Is there an alternate line that you can put on here just to create it, and then we could maybe do a tracking number on the other one so it doesn't show as a duplicate to Google, meaning we would purchase a new 541 area code number, and when people call it, it will still forward over to your number.
It doesn't make, why can't a place have the same phone number? It's the same business. It's just the second location.
So in getting the listing published on the maps for Redmond, Google is going to protect you guys from a, you know, corporation trying to come into the area and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to have an actual address with a unique phone number. So if it's a duplicate.
So it's already like the one, right? Like the Google lead number? Is that what you mean? And then it forwards
yes
to my phone number? I mean,
right,
you guys are the ones that provided that. I don't.
So this number that we're talking to you on now, the 541-385-7785, that's like your personal number, right?
No,
that's
it's
not
my
a
business
tracking
line.
Number. It's the business line. Okay, that's what I mean. So is there another number I could put in here just to create the account? I'll try to put this one and see, but I don't think it's going to let me. But what is the zip code again for the other location? I know it's in the form, but just I don't have to go back to the other page.
The new one or the current one?
The new one.
97756.
97756. Okay, let me look at it. Okay. It's doing something, so maybe it's letting me do it with this phone number, I'm hoping. So, okay, good. Okay, so it did. So, Canal Boulevard number 3 in Redmond. When I index it, oh, there it is. It was coming up. There's a northwest, a southwest, and then just canal. Yours is just the plain canal, right?
Think so. Do I need to map it? I'm not 100% sure.
Let me try to map it for you. Yeah, it's weird because usually it'll just come up and like autofill the address for me, but with this one there were 3 different options. So I always say it's better to be safe than sorry, you know?
I I think it's Northwest.
Northwest, okay.
Yes, it is, for sure.
Okay, good. Okay, good. That looks good now. Okay, that all auto-filled. Okay, so let me make sure that this saves. And then we're promoting the same website, so I'll put that here. And then... Okay, so I'm going to go through a quick voice verification recording with you, and what that will do is just outline the new location and be an added form of protection for you. Some of it is repetitive of what I just asked you, but just kind of bear with me. It says to okay. ensure the accuracy of the order, Jada, please state the name of the business.
541 Roofing and Heat Coil.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Jada Voss, owner-operator.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Of course.
You always have. So. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Thank you. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, May 24th, in the non-refundable amount of just $174. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month, and it will be moving forward on the 27th day because I'm going to put it together with the other profile. So it will be $398 for both locations. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, Jada. And to prevent charges for the next month of service, you would just notify us 3 business days prior to the 27th. Do you understand and accept the subscription terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So that concludes the voice verification recording. And then lastly here, I don't see that they're responding to me about the client interview, and I honestly do not think that you need one because everything's just going to be duplicate of what we already have. So I'm going to just send the account over to that department, and if for some reason they want to, you know, just kind of chat with you for 10 minutes or so and go over keywords, then I'll call back and schedule it, okay?
Okay, perfect.
All right, so you're all good to go. So, yeah, welcome aboard for the new location. I'm happy that you're growing, and I know you and I had discussed pricing for the cleaning one too. So if you're ready to do that down the road, I can assist you. But in the meantime, the only thing you have to do right now is when you get that 5-digit, you know, PIN code coming at the new address, just make sure to get that number back to us, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, perfect. Okay, thanks
Thank
so
you.
Much. Have a good rest of your week.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.